Ramon Crater, Martesh Ramon, is one of the most spectacular sites in the country and is unique in the world. The huge pit, about 14 kilometers wide and 40 kilometers long, was formed over hundreds of millions of years in a fascinating process. The crater shows off incredible rock layers and unique magmatic ancient volcanic sites, water springs, cisterns, and many testimonies to human life in the region over a period of thousands of years. There are five craters in the Negev, each different and unique. The Small Crater, the Big Crater, Ramon Crater, the largest one, and two small craters on Mount Arif, in the center of the Negev. These craters were not created by meteors, but by a process of erosion in a fascinating geomorphological process. In the distant past, the central Negev was on the coast of the vast Tethys Sea. Evidence of this is the wide variety of marine animal fossils found throughout the eastern Negev. About 90 to 100 million years ago, the sea flooded the area and deposited thick layers of hard limestone rock. This structure, layers of soft sand trapped under layers of hard rock, is the foundation for the formation of the erosional crater. About 80 million years ago, a geological event with a huge impact on Israel and on its surroundings occurred. Africa collided with the Eurasian continent, resulting in a vast geological folding and the formation of mountains from Egypt to present-day Syria. The folds that were created are part of a system called the Syrian Arc and include the Negev, Judean and Galilee hills. A large fault displaced the layers of rock, thus forming the highest mountain range in the Negev, the Mahmal Ramon Range. Most of this mountain was submerged beneath the Tethys Sea, but its summit formed an island. About 60 to 70 million years ago, this island was exposed to weathering processes and the topmost layer of hard rock began the long process of natural erosion. After the hard rock layers were removed, the soft sandstone beneath was exposed. The layers of sand remained surrounded by cliffs, creating a Martesh, where an ancient mountain once stood. 40 to 50 million years ago, the Tethys Sea once again flooded the area. 30 million years ago, another tectonic event occurred in North Africa, again causing regional uplifting of the Negev. Part of this process formed the Dead Sea Transform, which is part of the Great Rift Valley. The rifting caused the Negev to tilt towards the lower Arava Valley. The Ramon Ridge also tilted, and for millions of years and throughout countless rainfalls, the layers of soft sandstone were removed. Gradually, the Ramon crater grew, and the ancient rock layers of its depths were exposed.